Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. Matt Latos pitched the Marlins to a much-needed victory here in Phoenix last night. Matt, for you, two terrific starts in a row now, 13 consecutive scoreless innings going back to Wrigley Field back on July 5th. We won't talk about that too much. But is it just a matter of finally being healthy for the first time this year?
Yes and no. It always helps to be fully healthy. You know, I'm able to go longer into games and feel a lot better. But, it was a big team win. Hellickson was cruising, and then we broke it up. JT hit a double. Hetchy singled him in. Mikey hit a home run. So, you know, we put runs on the board. Pitching all came together. Defense played real well. And then in the bullpen picked up the last two innings. So, it's always good to have, you know, with everybody meshing, you know, together, the offense swinging the bat, defense playing good, the pitching been really well in the bullpen coming in.
Give us a sense of what it's been like. Obviously, this team's nowhere near where people expected it to be at this point in the season. Is there a frustration level? Is there relief on a night like last night? You know, obviously you want to carry into tonight. Where does this team sit as you look at things right now?
I can't speak for everybody. I'm disappointed. As just myself, I'm disappointed in myself because somebody who's been around for a while, I should have known better than to try to pitch injured pretty much, and a little disappointed in myself with that. Actually, really disappointed in myself with that. But you know, the end of the season has been disappointing for the talent that we have. You can't point fingers and start to blame people. You can't sit there and start to, you know, point people out and just blame a single person. It's just been bad luck on our end, bad timing, you know. So it's just the way seasons have been going. It's got nothing to do with one single person or two people or three people. It's just been all around just not a ideal timing. We've got a great offense and you know, Giancarlo and D are both out now, so again, bad timing. Myself, Henderson Alvarez going down on the DL, bad timing. We come together as a team, you know, regardless, and you know, there's been a lot of trade speculation of myself and Dan Heron. There's Prado's name's been thrown into it as well, but you know, we have to put that aside, and we've got to worry about I have to worry about 24 other guys that are in the clubhouse, and not get caught up with the trade stuff. If I get traded, I get traded. If I don't, I don't, you know. This the ball club, like I said, it's got great potential, got great talent, and like I said, it's just a matter of just underperforming and things not adding up.
You think there's still a feeling in here, though? Jose is back now. Alvarez will be back before too long. There is still time to get this thing turned around?
I think that there is. I mean, Jose really kickstart the pitching staff, you know, with him coming back, so everybody's excited for him. Everybody, you know, he starts and everybody tries to outdo him is the way that I feel, and we all pitch our own game. You know, we're not all the same, but we still try to outdo one another, and that's a great thing. We try to one-up one another, and, we've been hitting. Just a matter of all of it coming together, and I feel like with everybody coming back, if this team, you know, stays together with everybody coming back, with D and Giancarlo coming back and Henderson Alvarez coming back, it's, you know, just a matter of things coming together. And, you know, then again, when you look at it, when D does come back and when Giancarlo does come back and then when Henderson comes back, well, what do you do with the pitching staff whenever Henderson comes back? We have everybody that's starting. What happens when Cozart comes back? You know, there's a lot of starters. You know, you can't throw out a seven-man rotation. So there's a lot of factors that come into that. But, you know, the team's got great potential. You know, it's middle of July right now. Still a lot of ball games left to play. It's definitely going to be an uphill battle, but there's still hope. I mean, it's just like I said, a matter of putting things together. And at worst case, this team goes out there and turns on fire, you know, for the month of, you know, rest of the month of July, August and September, and in October, and we play spoiler. You know, that's another part of the season that we can, I guess we can say, we can look forward to hurting somebody's feelings. You know, somebody's trying to make a playoff push and wind up hurting somebody's feelings and ending their season. That's another thing that, you know, that does happen. And Would it be great to, you know, to get a wild card spot or to, you know, to get into the playoffs? Of course, it'd be great. You know, so it's, that's the whole thing. You know, we basically beat the crap out of ourselves. You know, play this game on a day in and day out basis just to play in October. You know, so we start from February all the way to October just to play in, into October and late into October. So, you know, like I said, at worst case, we play spoiler. You know, and that's. It's not a great thing, but I mean, you know, in a sense, it really is. You know, we didn't get off to a great start, but if we can get off to a, or we can get to a really good ending, you know, and hurt somebody's feelings that they're trying to get to the playoffs, you know, that's another, you know, that's a mild accomplishment for, you know, for us.
Well, last night, hopefully, one to build on for this team. Last couple of starts, terrific for you, Matt. Thanks for the time.
Thank you,
Kyle. Back to you.